Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Wednesday show. How is everyone? You guys ready for Christmas? I guess this is Hanukkah. Yesterday was the first day of Hanukkah. For all my friends who are of Jewish faith or Jewish, you know, actually a lot of people who are secular Jews who don't necessarily do all the traditions and all everything and don't even go to synagogue on a regular basis, celebrate Hanukkah. Because it is very similar to Christmas in a lot of the energy about overcoming difficulties and persevering and faith and all that good stuff. So I honor you, those of the Jewish faith and the Jewish background. I appreciate you. I had a lot of good friends in that faith system and cultural background. So, what are we doing today? We're talking about the ego. Ooh, the ego. Owie. We got some articles on that, and I have a quote from Abraham that'll kind of sets up what the ego is, and they have a great article on the difference between the soul and the ego, and then there's ways to get more in touch with your soul, and less ego, more soul, right? So I'm not going to rely on it, and I'll let my spirit guides talk to you about the subject. We're going to do that. And then I have something fun, a little bit more fun, which I tried already today, one of them. It's 13 surprising uses for coffee. Nah, we're not talking about making Irish coffees, though. Okay, no. That's not one of the 13. I guess that's a good use if you're so inclined to do that sort of thing, but we're going to go into different directions. I remember in my youth, my 20s, I consumed a bit of Irish coffee. Actually tasted very good with the whipped cream and the sugar and the coffee and the, Irish whiskey. It had to be Jameson, if I remember correctly. Yeah, it had to be Irish whiskey. Couldn't be just regular, any old whiskey, right? For Irish coffee. I know I'll get off on this strange topic for a moment. But the strange thing about Irish coffee is that you got me off on a tangent here. I'm off on a tangent. I had a caller. I'll see if they're still there. And I'll take the call in a minute after I talk about my strange story about Irish coffees. And I don't drink anymore. I haven't had alcohol in a couple of years, actually. I went out New Year's Eve a couple of years ago. Decided, no, gout is not that much fun. And drinking is not that much fun. And I have other ways of getting into a different altered state of consciousness, let's put it this way. Okay, not drugs per se, but you know what I mean. You know, meditation, they'll do that same thing for you in a much healthier manner, correct? Anybody do meditation? Anybody listening? So I'll take your calls. Obviously, I take your calls. I have to give you a little update about what I want to do and changing what I'm doing and how I'm working with people from moving forward in my life and what I do, and because of what Spirit asked me, what do you want to do? How do you want to work with us? I think, I'll forget. Well, let me finish the Irish story coffee and then we'll get into that, and then we'll get to take a call, and then we'll get into a little bit more about the ego and the soul and all that fun stuff and something about coffee if we have time. So where was I starting this whole discussion? Oh, see, I'm losing track of everything that's going on here today. So let me take a call and it'll all come back. And then we'll get into what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. And then we'll get into a little bit more. Oh, the Irish coffee. You guys got to remind me, you know, if you're in the chat room, George, what about the Irish coffee? Well, the thing about Irish coffee is that you drink some Irish coffee, have two or three of them, and you're feeling pretty good, pretty high, kind of floating along and kind of relaxing down a little bit. And then you go to bed. Guess what happens? The coffee kicks in about 2 in the morning. And you're wide awake. You got a dry mouth. And you're going, okay, maybe I won't do that one again. Yeah, but like, you know, I was in San Francisco at the time visiting friends. And Irish coffees in San Francisco are like, you know, bread and butter. I guess it's good and bread and jam, whatever you drink. Okay, so let's take a call. Then we'll get into more serious topics. Why, right? It's that holiday season. Why are we being serious? Well, I'm not really ever really super serious because I like to have fun and enjoy life and try to make this show a little bit more lively, fun, enjoyable, play, all that good stuff. So take a call. 831. I know if you're still there, you're going, is he ever going to talk to me? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. I know people in the chat room are making faces at me. Why are you making faces at me? Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I happen to like Irish coffee in moderation.
Yeah, but you got to be careful with it, you know. Yeah, don't drink it too late in the evening. Remember that. Never drink it too late in the evening.
It's more of a sip.
Yeah, after
it's
dinner
more of
thing.
A dessert, a sip, not a
not 11 o'clock at night when you're out going from bar to bar in San Francisco because they're all so much fun. Okay.
I love San Francisco.
That was in my youth.
Yeah.
So who am I speaking to?
My name is Lisa.
Lisa, so what's going on, Lisa?
Well, lots is going on. I'm glad your topic is about ego today because I had worked on ego for I lived with a narcissist for 20 years. I worked on my own ego and how it blocked my channels and living with other people's society measures, and I think that's part of ego. And once I let go of it, life just opened up. And when my son told me that he was going to move with his father 500, 600 miles away, my ego came in. Wasn't I a good mom? Wasn't I this to you? What didn't I provide for you? And then I realized it wasn't my it wasn't because I was bad at being a mom. It was his interest, his curiosity of the grass being greener on the other side. So there's a few things on that. I'm meeting his father for mediation. I wanted to know how that was going to go. And if my son, because this was all...
Let me tell you what Spirit says about that first, because, you know, as you ask questions, things pop in and I need to, you know. Okay, I hear it's going to be a bit frustrating for you, the mediation. It's going to be frustrating, you know, you're going to bite the tongue a little bit, okay? But
yep.
there will be some progress. I'm not saying totally, well, you know, you're going to walk out there singing Kumbaya together and, you know, and, you know. But... what I get for you, the exact words I get is there will be some progress. I don't know what that means, but you'll know at the point, we made a little progress today. We resolved some things. I guess the big word I hear is compromise, which is probably very difficult in that situation to get compromise, but I'm hearing there will be a little bit. Okay?
Great.
He wants something from you.
Oh, he just wants our son. It's money.
Always based around money. So that's that first part. So what's the second part of your question?
Will my son be coming back?
How long has he been there? I'm just asking that.
He's
as
lived
a frame
here.
Of
his
reference.
Life is established here all his life. He's 16.
But how long has he been with his father?
His father forgot about him, and now that he's a football star, he's back in his life.
Oh, okay. So will he come back to you?
Yes. Will my son come back, yeah.
Yes, and not your husband, ex, your son. We're not talking exes here. What's that song, All My Exes Live in Texas?
Live in Texas.
well, it's George Strait. Well, All My Exes Live in Texas, and that's why I'm living in Tennessee. Yeah, so, no, he'll come back. I get he needs the maternal guidance or counseling or energy in his life. Okay, he has too much masculine energy in his life, and he needs the maternal, so he'll come back. Does that make sense? I don't really get a time frame around it, but I know he'll be back because he's going to miss your energy, and that's really important. Okay?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I am going back to work. I just don't know what my... I love metaphysics. I do card readings.
Yeah, but you need it. But you want a paycheck.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay, but you're good with people.
Oh, love people.
So what are you going to do?
I'm a Jane of many trades. I could do business. I could do healthcare.
Okay. Here's what Spirit has been emphasizing to me and everything I channel and for people. And what they say to people is pick something. Focus on something. Learn to focus on one thing right now. Do one thing. Do one thing that you really love to do and do it well. And in your case, do something you really love to do and do it well that makes you money. Don't get too scattered. Don't get too...
That's
put
my
the blinders
issue.
On.
I'm...
Put the blinders on. Put the blinders on.
Okay.
When Spirit says that to people, focus, do one thing really well, they're not saying forever. You don't have to stay with it for the rest of your life. You can set a time. I'm going to do this for a year, see how it works out. And if I love it, I'll stay with it. Not, okay, what am I doing next? So... just pick something right now that you love to do that's going to make you money, and don't say, well, this is going to have to be till I get 90 years old. No, just know it's going to be for the time being. For the time being.
Well, the time...
Yes?
The issue with my ex-husband, the father, is that he wants me to pay child support.
Okay. So you can do this. I mean, I'm not that you want to do this, but you can make enough money. Relax. You'll make enough money. You'll be living in clover. Is that an expression? Yeah.
I love it.
Roll. My dog rolls in clover all the time. So roll in it. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. But so that's the whole importance of focus, because if you get too scattered, you never focus on one thing, and you go, well, maybe I should do this, maybe I should do that, maybe I do this, maybe I do that. It doesn't work. You got to focus on one thing that you love to do. Okay, here's the other thing I hear. This is a cool expression. Do something that you know, hey, I can do that better than most people. I can do that better than anybody else, or as good as the best out there, you know? Focus.
Fabulous.
Think about that. Because that's where success is. I'm going to... thing from Abraham, but talks about success. Success is an ongoing process, and success is what you're doing today and being successful today. Doesn't mean that success is out in the future. Success is right now. So something you can do right now that you feel really good about, and you go, hey, I can do that better than them, right?
Okay.
That's it, because that's your soul telling you, you can do that.
Okay.
You wouldn't get that response unless your soul is telling you, yeah, you can do that, because you resonate with it. You vibrate whatever that job is or whatever you call it. Okay?
Yeah.
Got it?
Yeah.
Go for it.
I got it. Thank you for being straight on. Thank you.
Okay. Be well. Bye now.
Bye now.
Bye now. Okay. Ego. So ego and so forth and so on and all that sort of thing. And we'll get into that a little bit more. I have a couple articles on that. Let me read this book. Hey, book. I always read a lot. Dr. Joe Dispenza. And he talks about the wiring of the brain, right? The synopsis of the brain. Synopsis of the brain and how we wire stuff and how, you know, being in the know, being in the now, being in where we're at right now is just a reflection of where we were. Unless you break it. See, that's the ego part. The ego part is always referring back to what you know. And if what you know kind of doesn't work, but you've wired that in your brain. You repeat. It's like the hamster wheel effect. You keep doing the same things over and over again because your brain has been wired to do the same things over and over again. So if you don't know who Dr. Joe Dispenza is, please look him up. He's really very interesting writer, and he talks about a lot of this. Oh, what is his book? I'll give you a name of a book, a title of a book, if I can find it in my book library, my library of books. Yeah. I do a lot of ebooks. I just ordered a couple books that I really like for friends for Christmas, because I thought, yeah, they're going to really enjoy these books, and I think they're really helpful. I'll give you the names of those books too, and if you're interested in it. Okay, the book I'm reading by Dr. Joe Dispenza is Becoming Supernatural. No, it's partly about the brain and partly about the wiring and the ego, but it's also about getting into a more cosmic place and how to use your abilities to get into this ultra dimensional place, which is like, really? Seriously? Okay, so that's Dr. Joe Dispenza, Dispenza. Okay, so I'll write the name in the chat room. So if you're looking for something to read, it's a little bit different, but it's also very inspirational in a lot of ways. We'll do that. So Dr. Joe. You know, he's not a Joseph. I'm a Joseph. I don't know why I'm not. That's kind of cool. Not just, well, you have to be a Joseph. You can't be a Joe, right? I'm kind of filling time as I'm writing. I studied radio way back when we had crystal radio sets. I'm joking. Everybody's going, what's a crystal radio set? Oh. Okay, so Dr. Joe Dispenza. If I spelled that correctly, I think I did. Okay, you can look it up. Google will say, you misspelled that. Good book. Read it if you get a chance. The other book I've been reading that I just finished, it's by David R. Hamilton, PhD. It's The Side Effects of Kindness. I love this book, and this is the greatest book, and I'm giving these book out to a couple of people I know, because it's all about kindness. It's all about loving kindness and how that rewires you and how that rewires your whole system and how it heals you by being kind. I'm giving this to a friend who disagrees with me on the subject. I thought he needs to read it, right? Yes. So the person, let me read this. Let me give you his name so you have reference to it. If you're so inclined for a reading for your own personal growth. And it's more of a scientific approach to it. It's not just about metaphysics and spirituality. So it's David R. Okay, wait, let me see something here. My thing is kind of flipping out on me a little bit. Okay. David R. Hemmel. I think I spelled that correctly. My spelling is atrocious, Hamilton. I think I spelled that correctly. But if I didn't, you can look it up. Okay. So that's that. I would read that. I would recommend those two books for Christmas. I think I spelled this right, name right. Okay, moving right along. So if you're looking for books for your own personal, if you want to read the books and forgive them to friends, great books. That's my reading recommendation for this month, right? Yes, my reading recommendation for the month of December. We're going to get into the ego a little bit more. And let me give you the Abraham quote, and then we'll get into some other articles about it if I can find it. Okay. Abraham material, you know, the law of attraction, Esther Hicks. Many think success means getting everything I want. And we say that's what debt is. And there's no such thing as that kind of debt. Success is not being done. I like that. Success is not being done. Not being complete. Success is still dreaming and feeling positive in the unfolding. Now, I was thinking about that in the ego. Your ego says, well, if I just get this done, if I just accomplish this, if you just get to this point, if I get this done, I'll be done. I'll be happy. If I just get this done, then you'll be happy. But that's not the point. The point is your soul is saying every day is a new experience. There is no getting it done. It's always doing, always growing, always learning, always progressing. So that the soul is telling you keep going. Enjoy every moment. Enjoy every day. The soul is telling you not. It's not the destination. It's the journey. The difference between the ego says, well, if I take this trip to Yosemite National Park, when I get to Yosemite, everything will be wonderful. And then you get there and it's raining, it's snowing, it's not a great day, right? You know, but you missed out on the journey, the trip with your friends, the laughing and having fun. That's the best part of the journey. Now, right? Not the destination can be fun. I can't totally put that down. But it's the journey through life. Yes. It's not this, you know, you ever finished a task at work, a project at work, and when you get done with a project, you go, okay, that was okay, but you had a lot of fun doing it, and you're working with people, and you accomplished a lot, you had a lot of fun doing the project, whatever it is, like Christmas. Isn't Christmas more about the decorations and putting stuff up and meeting with family? Christmas Day, after everything's done, it's kind of like, okay. Then you look back at the fun you had with your friends and the caroling or whatever you did for Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever you celebrate. It's the time together. It's the time of doing things that's important. It's not Christmas Day, unless you're a kid, unless you're a 12, 11-year-old or a 10-year-old that's expecting some brand new whatever. But even then is a disappointment for children. You ever watch children get a bunch of presents? And they play with their stuff for a while, and after a while they kind of go, okay, they put it aside, and they go back to playing with the box. You know, they go back to where it was. So it's still the process, the toys and everything like that. It's the joy of the season is having fun with people and doing things. So it's the journey. So let's move on more about the ego and okay. So what's the difference? I hope I have enough time left for the coffee story. Let's go through these quick and then we can get to the coffee thing because the coffee thing's more fun anyway. The difference between your ego and your soul. This is from HuffPost, the blog. Elsie Santini. Santilli. Okay, so. Your ego is the image you have of yourself. Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing, the image. I mean, you really feel good about yourself, but if you're feeling bad about yourself and your ego is kind of, that's not so good, is it? Your social mask, the face you put on for the world. Now, if you're an actor, if you're doing certain things in your life, that a public figure, maybe you want to put this face on for the world, but... Right? When you go home, it's like the comedian who's all funny and joking and having a great time in front of an audience and goes home and is depressed. Really. So the mask, you can't live in your mask. You can't live in your mask 24/7 because you go insane, right? I mean, how many comedians seem to commit a lot of suicide and for various reasons. We won't get into all that, but so your mask, your titles and roles, girlfriend, daughter, brother, sister, colleague, teammate, professor, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, that title that you carry around, that's your ego. Look at me. Look at my ego. How could you spot how to learn to spot your ego when your ego is in charge? I love this. You're caught in cycling thoughts, thinking about the same things over and over. That's what Dr. Dispenza talks about, that idea that you've wired your brain for the same thought patterns, and that's your ego. That's your, some people call it your false self. You're often consumed by your emotions, especially hurt, disappointment, and anger. So if you're in your ego, you're in that lower end of vibrational scale. I mean, you're sitting there. You're staying there. I'm not saying your ego is not a good thing to have because we all have a personality, right? We all have our own distinct personalities. But when we let it rule our lives and we're letting it take us into this negative place, right? Not a good thing. Because you want to move to high vibrational thoughts, high vibrational thinking, high vibrational emotions. Your inner dialogue is heavily focused on anxieties, fears, doubts, and self-criticism. I'm not good enough. I'm not beautiful. I can't do this. I'm totally stuffed up. I'm bad at this. My life is meaningless. Ooh, that's ego stuff. That's something you learned as a child. Or young adult, or primarily a child, it's that programming, that belief system that you developed at an early age about yourself, that your parents or your siblings or somebody or your teachers told you, well, you'll never be good at this. So you've been wired to that. I'll never be good at this. So you try to do something. I'll never be good at this. Right? It's that wiring that we've been talking about, that belief system. Your worth is dependent on external things. Ooh, whether you've got a partner, a mortgage, a great job, a beautiful wardrobe, a huge circle of friends. Your worth is based on stuff. Okay? I mean, you may disagree or agree with this, but it's just think about this. You know what? If you're with me on Facebook, I'm going to post this to Facebook, and so you can read it for yourself. And you can go, okay, George, that was cool. I like that article. Yes. Because think about it. These are things to think about. I'm not saying it's right or wrong or whatever, but I agree with much of it. Okay? Oops. Back to the difference. Okay. So let's move on to the soul, because that's all kind of like after a while, right? Yeah. Well, the other one, I got to make this other point before I go on to the soul. You desperately need validation. Read this again. You desperately need validation for other people to feel good about yourself. You need that praise. You get into the Trump syndrome. Oh, I want to hear how great I am, right? Well, we won't get into the political thing, but think about it. People sometimes... Okay, so your soul is your spirit, essence, and true self. So you could say the ego is your false self, and the soul is the true self. You really are deep down below all the labels, roles, expectations. You are really deep down below all the roles, expectations, and social masks. So you recognize those. That's just what that is. Okay, that's what it is, but that's not me. You know, what people say to me, okay, whatever, right? Whatever, talk to my hand. And inherently worthwhile. You are inherently worthwhile. I like that. We are all worthwhile. Your soul is telling you, you came here for a purpose. You came here to do something. You are divine energy from the universe or God. Your very existence in this world is what makes you beautiful, valuable, and amazing. You came here as a beautiful human being to do certain things. Hang on to it. That's who you are. You can learn to spot your soul when your soul is in charge. Now, these are really cool. You get a gut feeling about things, an intuition, inner voice which guides you. So how much are you listening to your emotions, to the inner voice, that gut feeling? How much are you paying attention to the promptings that you're getting? You realize you love and accept yourself deeply and completely. But nothing needs to be said about that, right? You have burning desires and goals, but your sense of self-worth and happiness is not dependent on them. You know, you can walk away from something. I have a goal, I have a desire, but no, I can walk away from it. That goal, that desire is not necessarily me. I can walk away from whatever. There's certain athletes that can walk away from a sport and be totally happy because they're not ego down in their sports. And then there's some athletes and some people and professional people. How many famous actors can just walk away? And there are quite a few that could just... Jim Carrey is a perfect example of a person who is very, very successful, set goals, financial goals, movie goals, and they can just walk away from it because he's not living from his ego. He goes and paints. He talks about metaphysics. He talks about higher consciousness. He walks away. You can walk away from things that even though it's you love to do, and you move on, right? Your preferences, and desires and ideas bubble out from within you, not from external influences like society and the expectations of others. You get a feeling of being in the flow, of losing yourself in something you love, like yoga, running, walking, painting, writing, sex, or cooking. You just get lost in whatever you're doing. Being in the flow is really important. Whatever you're doing, if you're in the flow, it's an amazing experience, right? How many of you have been in the flow where you just get lost in time? You're just doing this and you go, oh my, I haven't eaten. Oh, what am I going to eat? Well, I don't know. I'm not really into this right now, right? I'm really into this right now. Forget about eating. Forget about, forget about the kids. They'll find their way home, right? No, I'm exaggerating there. You don't want to do that, right? Yeah, they'll find their way home. I'm really into this, whatever it is. Everything feels effortless. It's like the universe is gently pushing you forward. I'm getting excited. I'm getting overly excited here. Everything feels effortless. It's like the universe is gently pushing you forward. What do you think about that? Isn't that a cool idea? Just life opens up. Those doors open up for you. Things just open up for you. It's being in the flow. Now, the Abraham material would call that being in the vortex, being in that creative process, being the co-creator with source energy, right? Okay, and that goes back to the next point. You often feel an indescribable connection with the entire universe, especially when you experience the sunrise, a starry night sky, an old tree, or a quote that resonates with you. Your soul speaks out to you. You get emotional. You get high. You get into it really, really strongly. Your ego's going, no, you got to make more money. No, you get locked into that vibrational place. It's a vibration, isn't it? Being in your soul is being in this high-flying vibration connected to source energy. I call it source. You call it God. I like source. I love source. Okay, next one. You feel free, fearless, and empowered to go after your dreams and build a beautiful life. You feel free, fearless, and empowered. But you can change on a dime, right? I mean, like I was talking to that lady. You know, you're focusing on something right now. You're really into it. You're really enjoying it. It can run its course, and you go, okay, I want to do something else. I want to move on. Okay, I'm done with that. I did that in my jobs I've had. Woke up one morning going, I think I've done enough of this. Actually, my soul or my higher self or spirit said, you're done with this. Time to move on. Time to go somewhere else. Do something else. Okay, the last point. You understand your purpose in life is to follow your dharma, your purpose, your reason, your heart song, your own path, and give your unique gifts to the world. And part of that is soul, being soulful, is knowing your unique gifts. Your ego will stab, wander around, do this, do that. But connecting with your higher self, your soul, you really just know what your gift is. And you're being directed where to use it, right? Boom, done. Isn't that cool stuff? Very cool stuff. I only have 11 minutes left. I told you I have to go into the coffee thing. And I think I posted this on Facebook. I think I did. Oh, I'm going to share it. Okay, one more time. People who I shared this link again, I think I already did it. But shiny and glossy hair, if you want to make your hair glossy and shiny, take some super strong coffee beans, ground them up, and apply them all over your hair. And when they're dry and clean, let the coffee stay in your hair for 20 minutes and then wash it off with lukewarm water. Wow. Do that weekly. You're going, really? Speedy you know what I mean. If you want to keep the soil and compost in your garden, speed up and break down the process. All you need is to pour some coffee into the soil. Now, coffee will help to increase the generation of bacterium, and this will cause the soil to compost to break down quicker. Tea and cola can also be the same job for your garden. I use tea or coffee. Cola, why do you encourage the selling? Never mind, that's an opinion. Let's clean your car. But you have to read this one on Facebook. I'm not going to do this one, right? that's kind of an interesting concept of using coffee beans, ground up coffee beans on your car to clean, help take the water spots and other spots. Help quick fix your furniture. Do nasty nicks and cracks on your previous dark wood antiques. An easy and expensive way to fix it would be mixing 2 to 3 tablespoons of instant coffee with water. The contents will take the form of a thick paste, which is perfect if your wooden furniture has a reddish hewn. So if you have a reddish kind of hewn, you know, darker color furniture, that will help you to clean up the nicks. Rub it in, clean it off. See, okay, now add a couple of drops of iodine into the mixture and use a small jam knife to apply the paste into a cracked area of the wooden table. The paste will fill up the crack, and you can use a slightly damp cloth to clean out all of the excess paste from the edges. Okay, we got it. You understand what we're talking about here. If you want to read this on Facebook, I've not heard this before. This is a cool thing. Fertilize your rose bushes. Whoa, is that a cool idea? You can read this for yourself. Let me do this. I'm going to post this also for those who don't necessarily join me on Facebook here, and you can read this for yourself and have fun with it. Okay, see if it pops up. Okay, so if you want to learn more about coffee and you look it up yourself, boom, done, right? Fertilize your rose bushes. You guys are going, what? I tried this one today. I have a rash from allergies, and I think it's from laundry detergent I was using I shouldn't have been using. And so I'm gradually trying to get my skin back into looking shiny and beautiful again. Amazing skin exfoliator. Coffee grounds are the best natural skin exfoliator available to womankind. Men too. Don't leave us off this. All you need to do is gently rub in the damp coffee grounds into your skin. They will scrape away all the dead skin. After you rinse, your skin will appear much cleaner and clearer. Try it. I want a feedback. Try that one. I'm going to skip. How much time do I have? I have lots of time. I'm going too fast. I will slow down a bit. Okay, so handy grilling trick. You can easily turn a coffee can into a grill. Now you gotta have a can. A lot of them are plastic now, but you gotta have a can to do this. Make yourself a grilled treat without going through all the kitchen trouble that comes with grilling. All you need to do this is cut some holes in the bottom of a can. Got that? Create a moderate triangle at the top of the can. Flip the can with the bottom side up and add some dry pine needles into the triangular cut you made in the top of the can. You got all this? I mean, like, really, seriously, you have to read this for yourself, right? Start heating up the bottom of the can, and it's all heated up. Begin adding up vegetables and meat. They didn't show a very good picture of that, but you got the point. Try it. Yeah, right. Don't burn out of the kitchen, though. Maybe you want to do this outside, not in the house. Oh, this is a good one. Excellent one. Okay. Clean away stinky pet odor. The easiest way of getting rid of the awful pet odor, particularly when guests are about to arrive, is to heat a cast iron skillet brimming with freshly ground coffee beans over a low heat. Once the scent of the coffee starts to emerge, take the skillet to the smelly areas of your house and play it into a central position so the scent of the coffee can travel around. You got it. The pet odor will be gone by the time the coffee beans cool down. Got that one? Yeah, like my house, I got one dog, one cat, so I could change. This is an English person who wrote this from the great British people. Yeah. How about the next one? Let's get into the next one. Flavor up your meat. If you want to give your succulent lamb treat a rich flavor and a lovely dark shade, all you need is to toss 1 cup of black coffee into the stew pot. Then the meat is halfway cooked. Coffee beans will work great for all meat dishes, including beef and pork. I don't think it would work with fish. What do you think? Nah, let's give this. Fabulous baking hack. Ooh. one day when all your baking pans are caught up and you really want to bake some bread real quick, coffee cans can come to the rescue. Okay, well, we'll get into that. You can read this for yourself if you're so inclined to do that. But coffee cans can be used for a lot of stuff. And number 11, this is interesting. You pay attention to this one, guys, because this is good stuff, right? Put an end to awful headaches. A recent study just revealed that caffeine can eliminate the intensity of your headache by reducing the swelling of your blood vessels. Among the participants who received just caffeine, nearly 58% described their headaches to have been completely relieved, while 78% of the other participants received a combination of caffeine and ibuprofen described their symptoms to have disappeared. A little ibuprofen or acetaminophen, Tylenol. So next time you feel like your head throbbing with pain, reach for a hot cup of coffee instead of an aspirin. Try it. I want the feedback. Dye your Easter eggs naturally. What do you think about that? Okay, we won't do that one right now. How about this one? Light cord maintenance. Christmas is nothing but a long string of holiday lights blinking everywhere the eye turns to see. And every single time we take out the bulbs from lights from last year, we meet with lots of tangles and hot meshes of mess of cords. Well, all you need to do is an empty coffee can and its lid to fix this problem. What do you think about that? I'll let you guys read this article. I posted it there so you can read it. So you can read it for yourself. But it's how you can use a coffee can. But I don't want to get into all that right now. Enjoy me on Facebook. See, all this stuff is posted there for you to read. But that's just some fun stuff to talk about today. Oh, okay, got 3 minutes left. Let me focus a little bit on what my future is and what I've been doing. Spirit talked to me the other day. I went to bed. It was either late night or early morning. And they kind of said, George, what do you want to do? What do you want us to do for you? How do you want to use us? Or how do you want to work with us? And then they said, you know what? You know why you came here? You came here to be a channel. You are a channel. You are here to channel source energy. The other word they used a lot of was you're a messenger, like an angel. I'm not an angel, but yeah, whatever, you know. I'm definitely not an angel. Okay. They said here, you are here to channel, present source energy, words, and wisdom. So be a channel. Be a natural channel. So I'm a trans channel. I am a trans channel. I go into trance, light trance. I talk to you about whatever's going on in your life, whatever it may be, and then spirit. So that's what I love to do. Now, I have to overcome my resistance of why I just do it the other way. Why do I listen? Why don't I just go into trance and let you guys hear what spirit has to say? So that's my intention. I do it with writing, but my intention to work with people is to channel, is to go away and actually promote myself in that direction. So I'm rewriting some things and rewriting maybe this article write up for this particular radio show is to be more of a channel, to go away, channel for you. So I'm going to channel on Friday. That's my goal. Friday. I won't be here tomorrow because I'm working, doing the show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I was doing a 60 minutes for a little while, but 45 minutes is fine. See, it would do 60 minutes, but I don't have commercials to fill that 15 minutes, right? No. So 45 minutes, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and I might do a Sunday show, but that's more of the spiritual, talking about auras, talking about this, talking about that, not necessarily taking calls or giving advice from spirit to people. So my focus will be on channeling, and I'm going to write it up that way and to let everybody know that's what I do. I channel messages for people. I go into trance. I go away. Spirit talks through me, gives you a message about whatever they want to talk to you about. And basically, they want to help you to make your life easier. That's from my experience and my working with spirit, that's what they love to do, is to help you to make your life easier, to manifest what you want in your life, to get rid of the ego, so to say, tamp down the ego of it, live from the soul. I think put that into my writing. That's a cool thought. I like that one. So this has been fun. Thank you for the calls. The caller, thank you for listening. I love you guys. And I will be back on Friday. And we'll have some fun. Okay? Bye now. Be well. Take care. Bye.